Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
National Wool Week, very, very important. My wife's family and I have experienced 5 deaths in the last 6 weeks. It's been an absolute tragedy. But what makes things worse is what follows thereafter. There's that uncertainty for the children. There's an uncertainty for the employees of companies. And this often is as a result of there being a lack of a current will. Helping us to make sense of why South Africans are not prioritizing wills is David Levine, who's owner at DH Levine and Associates. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Chad. How are you guys doing? I'm sorry to hear about your losses. Condolences to you and your family.
David, it's been frankly bizarre. It really has been bizarre. 4 natural deaths. One was unfortunately due to the crime in our country. But what didn't happen, which we're seeing a lot of, and we're chatting to Wayne Divinay just now about the state of our roads, we often seen both breadwinners, both a mother and a father, passing away in car accidents. And if they die interstate and they've got children, perhaps they've even got a mom and pop business, this can create absolute havoc and people can be kept on a string for years and years to come, even although it was the deceased's intention that their family are looked after their death. Why are South Africans not prioritizing wills?
Chad, unfortunately, it's not just a local phenomenon. To discuss a will with somebody is quite a traumatic and emotionally draining event. You know, you've got to look at, yes, I am mortal and I'm going to die one of these days, and the possibility is that my spouse or somebody else, my partner, will die as well. And it's something that I've got to tell you, I have problems when we talk and have these conversations in my own family. My children do not like to talk about that. You're not going to die, you're going, the children think we're immortal. Just to bring something else to the fore, that people may be going around when they have a will, but if nobody knows where that will is and nobody can find that will, then it's as if they don't have a will. One of the important things is interstate succession done.
David, we're having problems with the line. We're going to call you back and hopefully get a better line. So just stand by for another call from the studio. We're chatting to David Levine. He's the owner of DH Levine and Associates. And we're talking about the fact that people are not prioritizing wills. They're dying interstate. Or in some instances, they have prioritized a will, yet the family doesn't know where to find it. And it leaves so much uncertainty. It causes rifts amongst families. And it's something that needs to be spoken about. David made the very good point that it's a morbid subject. It's a morbid subject, but we have to have it. And he also raised the important point of immortality. Nobody is immortal. And we need to have these conversations. I believe you're back with us, David.
I am. I'm sorry about that. Technology sometimes fails us.
Much clearer. So tell us a little bit more why we have a National Wills Week in South Africa or Will Week in South Africa.
I suppose it's the same as anything else, just to try and bring it to everybody's attention that it is an important document that one should have and that one should know where it is. And not only the person making out the will needs to know where it is, but everybody in the family needs to know where it is. Personally, you need to have an original copy of your will available. And personally, I do 3 copies, 3 original, I was calling them copies, but they are original signed wills, one of which is held by my attorney, one of which is held by one of my children who is resident in South Africa, and the other one my wife has access to. So God forbid something happens to me, then everybody knows where that will is.
Well, David, thank you so much. And I think it's you raised the most valid of valid points today. It's a morbid conversation to have, but we are not immortal. So let's have that conversation. Let's make sure that there's a will in place.
And it has to be a well thought out document, because it's not only is it a legacy, in terms of what are you going to do with the assets that you've built up. And even if you're a young person with very few assets, you still need a will to define who's going to get what. You might need to want to leave something to a sibling rather than your parents. You might, you know, there's all sorts of people that are important in one's life. So it's not something that one should turn around and say, well, I'm young, I've just started working, and I don't need to do a will. We've seen a spate of unfortunate suicides of young people recently over the last while. And you know what? Nobody knows what's around the corner for any of us.
We don't.
And you need to leave your family and your loved ones prepared, even if you are not the breadwinner of the family.
Very valid point. We don't know our expiry dates. That was David Levine from DH Levine & Associates chatting to us about the importance of prioritizing wills during this, the National Will Week.